You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. You better ask somebody. No, somebody, somebody, somebody.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of You Better Ask Somebody podcast. This is your host Glow, and I hope you guys have been great since the last episode. It's Sunday. The question I'll answer on Monday. What do you guys do on Sundays? You know that little, like a little Sunday sadness that's normally in the air because you know tomorrow is Monday. You have to get back to another week. You know, reality hits. Badoko hangover, if you're hung, for those who are hungover, or just usually sometimes just chilling and you know the Sunday sadness hits. But surprisingly, this is one Sunday I'm actually in a really good mood. Woke up, no hangover, bless Jah. Made a bowl of fruit, drank water. Usually every morning I do that. That's like my everyday routine. I don't care whatever it is that I'm going through, I have to do that. And then if I'm going back to sleep, I go back to sleep. Or if I'm going about my day, I'll go about my day. But I usually make sure every morning when I wake up, I have like a bowl of fruit and I drink water from my water bottle. My water bottle is like, what, 1500 ml. So I usually drink that in the morning and at night, so that throughout the night I'm hydrated, and I guess in the morning to kick off my day. Because I don't know, I read somewhere that if you start your day, you're actually supposed to start your day by drinking water. I don't know, it does something. I forgot what I read about it, but I know it does something. Anyway, after that, had breakfast, and I got to watch two movies that I've been wanting to watch. Because, you know, it's Sunday. Sunday you have so much time to do anything and everything. And I really wanted to watch Talk to Me. I don't know if you guys had seen it. It's a horror movie that came out like probably about a month and a half ago. It was allegedly supposed to be the scariest movie of the year, but I don't know. There's something about horror movies that don't, the horror is just not in it anymore. I don't know how much to picture so many scary things in real life to know that, to differentiate from a movie, because these days horror movies just feel like thrillers to me. But Talk to Me was, the writing of the show was nice. I will not discredit that. I think the writing was really nice. It's just that it wasn't scariest movie of the year, but it was a really good horror movie in a long time. I don't know, in a long time. Usually I used to be a fan of horror movies, but nothing has been scaring me like that anymore. So it's just, it was eh. And then I also watched Retribution. I think it was the second one, right? And bruh, me, I love me a Liam Neeson movie. Because when I judge with the chocha and the lies, you guys know I have no man in my life to do that for me. So I'm going to get it from a movie. But anyway, so as well as I woke up, nearly realized I don't even know how to pay for Wi-Fi. Like, who doesn't even know how to pay for Wi-Fi? I had to Google how to pay for Wi-Fi. Also had to Google how to pay for water. Bruh, I thought I knew everything. I really thought I knew everything. Reminds me of this Tom Holland interview where he spoke about how he didn't know you had to pay for water. Because, like, you just think it's natural, bro. Because same. For the longest time, I used to think, as in? And then also, I think there are some apartments that usually rent caters for all of that. So you don't have to handle it directly. So I don't know. It just hit me. Nilikuwa nimekaa realize sijalipia maji na sijalipia Wi-Fi. Because I was like, kuna vitu yenye sijafanya in quite a minute. Well, I don't think my time for paying for water, because my water bill was not even that pricey. I don't think it was my time yet. But usually I like to pay, even if it's kidogo, so it doesn't accumulate. Because I realized, nilikumbuka, when I moved in here, I was told that I had to pay for water for myself. Yeah, and Wi-Fi. But wait, was it the other way around? No. It couldn't be the other way around because I was told, because when I needed the message, whatever, I got my information of how to pay. Anyway, speaking of the same interview of Tom Holland, he spoke on how he came to his sobriety journey on that episode. I don't know, did you come in your podcast? I'm in your to just a YouTube thingy, but me personally, I watched the interview on YouTube because I thought it was an interview. And he was speaking on how he got to his sobriety journey. How he got to his sobriety. Yeah, because journey namanisha bado, you're taking steps towards it. But I think he achieved it. So on Wednesday this week, actually, I met up with my friends. We decided to kick it. You know, we hadn't seen each other. The previous weekend, we didn't get to see each other. And usually, we would see each other on the weekends, you know, just to catch up, and everyone proceeds about their week. I guess because tulipatana midweek. And also, I don't know, I usually... Me and going outside, I have such a hard time going outside. I have to be mentally ready. I usually don't just... You know, just go outside. So we ended up chilling, kicking it, indulging a little bit, and I woke up the next day feeling so crappy, bro. I feel like my hangovers are always worse time by time. Like, hangover last week, it's quite worse than hangover next week, and it really pushes me to actually wanting to quit. Listen, I know I said this all the time. I know you guys are just like, but anyway. During that time, I was also thinking about how on the interview, Tom Holland said he used to drink quite a bit, and it was actually a lot, not even a bit, it was a lot. And one time he just decided to take a break because, like, he woke up feeling shitty, and you know how hangovers can kick your ass. So he woke up feeling the regular crappy, shitty and all that, and he was like, oh, okay, maybe he should just take a break, because he was, like, consistently drinking, like, yake ilikuwa consistent drinking, like, every day. And so now he took a break, and during the time when he was taking the break, like, he'd find himself consistently thinking about when is the next time he's going to have a drink in his hand, and that made him a little bit concerned. So, like, from 1 month it went to 2 months, from 2 months it went to 3 months, and the longer he kept on going, the more he kept, like, the more aggressive his cravings became. And, you know, it just didn't sit right with him. So he decided to quit. And then eventually he got to, like, what, a year? I think he said he was, like, 2 years sober now or something like that. I'm not so certain I'm throwing the numbers right. But I think he did say he's been 2 years sober. And it just got easier for him to actually just kick out the whole thing. And, you know, I completely felt it. Because usually, bruh, I think I said this on a previous episode. My reason for starting to drink was peer pressure, and then now I'm just stuck in it, and then now also the hangovers are just getting worse. I don't know, the hangovers are just not it, bruh. They're just not it. And after that, nimekuwa tu nikitulia home, because I've been busy, I've been working, I've been doing 1-2-3 things, so I absolutely don't have the time to be waking up hungover and all that. Anyway, so yeah, that just made me feel like I just genuinely want to stop. So I'm insanely trying to force myself now to, like, I'm really trying to force myself now to, like, for real. Okay, day one sober. Okay, if we count from Thursday, I've been sober. So, but anyway, we can say this is day one sobriety journey. Here we are. You guys are taking this journey with me. My neighbor usually has this record player, and he sits outside at the front of his house. Like, everyone has this little space at the front of their house where they can just sit. And he usually plays, you know, like Cleo Soul type music, like the new soul. It's, well, he doubles between both, but he plays mostly the type of music you'd hear on Colors and stuff like that. And I don't know, I feel like he makes Sundays 10 times better, because his playlist is amazing, and he just sits out there. And then, I don't know, the whole thing of having a record, who has a record player? You know the ones, what do you call it, with the vinyl, yo. So he just sits at the front, and he just blasts music for like an hour or two, and then he just go back. I think he's usually working. I also really like how he's put like flower pots at the front, apombele, and he just sits with the plants, and, you know, he does his 1-2-3 things, and then he just goes. I don't know, it just makes Sundays 10 times better. I don't know, the vibe, it's just good vibes, it's good energy, it's just nice. And this is the only time you'd ever actually see him. During the week's gym, when I switch come on, I can give honestly to see Dream Neighbors. I don't go outside like that to see people. If I'm outside, I'm leaving the estate, and if I'm coming back, I'm just entering straight to the house. So I usually don't see. But on Sundays, I've seen him one time on Sunday when I was taking out the trash. So I usually know it's him who's sitting outside playing the music. And you know, in another life, I feel like I'd have been an R&B artist. If you know me, bro, you know I like neo soul R&B. Those are my genre. I listen to everything. Well, except reggae and what's the other one? And bongo. I know that one is going to offend some of y'all. And I'm a piano, bro. Reggae, bongo, I'm a piano. Well, I listen to kidogo, some reggae. But I feel like my reggae is... Someone was telling me it doesn't really count as deep reggae because I listen to people like, what, Akina, Bob Marley, Skip Marley. Like, I listen to the, you know, Fugees. Like, my reggae is, yeah, it's. Anyway. But then I started thinking, the Lulu that is R&B artist, bro. Catch me on camera saying, I don't need money, I don't need cars. All I need is you. Z. So what? We're encouraging poverty in love? Ain't no way. Bruh, I don't know. That's just very uncool to me. When you hear it out loud, it's very uncool to me. When it's the music, I don't know. But also, listening to music with adult ears really changes everything. It absolutely changes everything. There was this song. How was this song? Since you take me on a trip, I'd like to go somewhere. I think it even had Kanye. This girl started off the song with, I just met this 5'7" guy who's just my type. Now we're encouraging poverty and dating short men. I turned that song off immediately. This other R&B song that was encouraging some serious bare minimum. It was a babe. I don't really remember in context of how it goes right now, because I feel like I'm thinking a bit too hard. But the Delulu that is R&B artist, when you sit down and you think the song that takes the cake for me is Cater to You, Destiny's Child, bro. Anyway. Ain't no way. Listening to music with adult ears changes everything, for real. I knocked off my nose ring. I don't know. I don't think I've said it here yet. I got my third nose piercing on the other side because I wanted to do the whole thingy of two rings on one side and a stud on one side. And I hit it yesterday at night. No, wait. I hit it on Friday night when I was going to take a shower. Bruh. The first time was way worse. Amaju, the first time already happened, I was already okay with the pain. Like, I already expected it. You know how the first time you don't expect it? And then the second time when I hit it, I was like, yeah, I already know what this pain is like. So it wasn't as painful as the first time when I hit it out. But I went to the guy, and the same guy who pierced me, I usually get all my piercings have been done by Barry Tasca, and my tattoo's a different guy. But yeah, so I went, and I got it put back in yesterday. So yeah, I've had a pretty busy week. This past week has been a really great week, considering my private life and also Glam by Glow. Been a really good week. And I wanted to give you guys a story time. Speaking of Glam by Glow, wait, before you dive into it, listen, I know people lie. I know it's a normal thing. I lie. Everybody lies. My mom lies. My cat lies probably sometimes, pretending to be cuddling me, pretending that he's happy with me and even Jamia. My dog was lying. Maybe. You know, everyone lies. Everyone and their grandma lies. It's okay. It's allowed. If you're lying because people are too much in your business, very much accepted. Very much allowed. It's okay. But then there's people that just lie about unnecessary things, and it's always very unprovoked. Always very unprovoked. So, I had a client this week. Wait, before mini attack, she allowed me to tell the story. Script stories out of Nini alafu nakuja na zika kwa story time kwa podcast story time. No, she gave me the green light to tell the story. Anyway, let me get into it. So I don't remember how we actually got to this conversation, but we were talking, blah, blah. If you know me and I've done your hair before, you know the sessions are always, hey, what? Bruh, I'm eating my words. The sessions are always really lit. So we get into conversation, and I don't know how we got to that point, but then she mentions how she has dated my ex. Now, that one caught me very abruptly. I remember I even kept quiet for a minute. I was like, where is this gonna go? I was like, you know, things can go left very quick and you just never ever expect it. But shout out to the fact that I've never had any awkward clients or mean clients or whatever. Everyone has always been so chill and so fun. So in the midst of her saying that, I was kind of a little bit hurt. You know, I started thinking maybe she's talking about my recent ex. And I was like, bruh, have you ever prayed that it's not someone? Only because I don't feel like I'm completely over that man. I still do feel like I have feelings. At the end of the day, even if I know he's not a good guy, hey, I still have feelings. They're still there. Of course, I wouldn't want to hear someone is dating him. Or of course, I wouldn't want to know that right now. Like, that's not something I would want to know right now. Like, no, never, never, ever, ever. Because it would hurt my feelings. There's still feelings there, so it would hurt my feelings. So then, I don't know why from the bat I didn't just ask her, oh, what's his name and stuff like that. I ended up asking her, oh, you know, first, before I asked her, actually, she was like, oh, you know, I dated your ex, but we broke up because that man is such a liar. So first when she said he's a liar, I was like, I know this man very well, because now at this point I'm thinking it's my recent ex, and I'm like, bruh. Don't break my heart. Don't tell me something that I don't want to know. Because I was like, you know, why have you told me this information? So when she said he's a liar, I was a bit thrown off, because I was like, I know this man very well. Have you ever met people who just don't lie because they don't have any reason to lie, or hajali, hakia enough kudanganya? There are always those people who just don't care enough to lie. Like, what are you going to do? Beat them up? Because I guarantee you can't. So he's always like that. He just doesn't have any reason to lie. So then when I thought about it in that context, I was like, maybe it's not him. So instead of me just asking the name, I don't know why I went down to asking, listen, there's something wrong with me, because nobody, absolutely nobody does this glow. I asked, how tall is he? Because I've been knowing. And then she goes, okay, I've been in 3 relationships my entire life. There's only been 3 guys who've asked me to be their girlfriend, and I said yes. So at this point, I already know. But, well, okay. Sijumola nilienda too heights, honestly, because ningeji confused kidogo. Because my first boyfriend was like 6'4", my second one was 6'5". My recent ex is the shortest guy I've been with. He's like 5'11". So I don't know. I guess maybe I just wanted to hear, oh, like 5 foot, then I would have been like, oh no, it's him. And if I had 6 foot, I would have been like, eh. So now at this point, when she said liar, I was thinking of 2 of them. I was thinking of either my first ex or my recent ex. I think that's why I asked the height. Because then I was like, if she says 6 foot, definitely it's my first ex. Because my second, the second guy I dated was, you know, have you ever dated a yes man? He was such a yes man. I don't know if he's changed. He was such a yes man. So I wouldn't think of him being a liar or whatever. He was just such a yes man. Like, he would just worship the ground you walk on. So I don't know. I wouldn't see him being like that. So then at this point, I was like, oh, she said 6 foot. She said 6 foot something. But then I was like, maybe she got it wrong. Because I was like, this guy, I know very well he's 6'4". Because remember when we were dating and everything, I took him for a bunch of these things. So I got to know a bunch of these things. Anyway, that's not the point. So at this point, I'm already thinking, oh, okay, it's my first boyfriend when I was just a baby. You know, those relationships that don't count, but okay, so today count. But yeah. So at this point, she tells me, Nini. And then now eventually I get to asking her the name, because now I'm like, oh, definitely it's my first ex. And I'm already thinking his name in the mix. So then she tells me a name I have never, ever, bro, Sijai sikia jina yake. I don't know who this man is. I don't know who this man is entirely. So I'm like, oh, what's his other name? But then I'm thinking, bro, that's, you know how it's like Wambiwe Peter. I love what I'm expecting. Which one? Okay, so that's the first name. That's automatically someone's first. Unless it's John, it was Simon Peter, bro. Anyway, that's not what I was thinking. I was thinking, oh, he's lying about his name. But I know very well, I follow all my, we still follow each other on socials. Except my recent ex. Whether now, that one, we don't follow each other. That one, we cut each other off entirely. So, I was like, who is that? Because I know three people who I've been with and none of them have that name. So then I tell her, I'm like, you need to know that I don't know anyone called that. I've never ever dated anyone called that. And she's like, no, seriously. I'm like, yeah, seriously, I've never dated anyone called that. That name has never, I've never had a situationship. But yeah, I've just never ever been with someone with that name. So she's like, no, can be. So then I'm like, could you show me a picture of him or something like that? You know, just something to know who this person is. Maybe I dated them and they had like a fake name. But then again, I've only dated three people, so ain't no way. So she shows me a picture and I'm like, I do not know this man. I've never, ever seen this man. So she goes on to telling me that, oh, you don't remember that time when we were in Coast, we didn't get to, okay, now, this time we didn't get to see each other when we were in Coast, because by the time, thing is, okay, me and my recent ex, when we met, he invited me to go on a group trip with his friends to Coast. So then at the time, I remember I was like, I'm a bit too broke to go to Coast, because I think we met, and then we met on a Wednesday and Coast was like on Friday. So I was like, bro, I don't have the money right now to go to Coast. And he was like, oh, it's okay. He's going to cater for the whole trip, yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, oh, okay, let's go. So, but in the midst of the trip, you know, those ones of, let's say you find out your friend is like your neighbor or whatever, and you guys decide to go to chill with them, so we went to chill with them. So apparently this guy was there at the time, but I was like, bro, I didn't know anyone when we went there. She had also blacked out at the time, so I also didn't get to see her. And also, pia mimi nilikuwa nimelewa. Hata ningemwona, I don't think ningekumbuka. One thing about me, my memory, bruh. Anyway, so then I'm like, I don't think I saw this man at all. Even if, you know, the ones of, even if you see someone and you don't know them and then someone shows you a picture, you could be like, oh yeah, I've seen them here and there. Da, da. I've never seen this man before in my life. So then I ask her, what's his IG? This is now like, now see, we're done doing her hair and everything. We're just bonding, chilling, before she gets to leave because she was waiting for her cab. So she shows me his IG, and we're trying to go through his IG now with my account. So we go to the, you know how you click someone's message. Mind you, we're not following each other at all. He's not following me. I'm not following him. Nobody, no, nothing. When we look at the messages, there is an interaction. But the interaction is, bruh, the interaction is him asking me out for, I think it was a dinner date. He was asking me out for a dinner date because he was like, Ati, oh, you know, I work, let me know. And I politely replied, I was like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't meet people off the internet. He never responded. You can see it seen, like he saw the message, he just never responded. I guess then he also unfollowed me because he was like, another one bites the dust. And I was like, bruh. He's made up this whole story telling her how, oh, we did it for like a year, but he didn't treat me right. I don't know what. He's the one who messed up with me. I deserved better. I'm like, why are you giving people a telenovela about me, bro? I don't know. Now there's probably, you know, you start sitting down and start thinking, kuna mtu ko nje anafikiria ulidate mse mwingine akakuvunja roho. And now maybe that's why you're single. So sometimes I'm usually thinking, maybe whenever I'm saying something, making jokes, someone is probably thinking, wow, this is the man that hurt her. No, Hosea. I don't know who he is, but stop lying on my name. Stop lying. And it's actually so funny because there's a time my friends were talking to someone who was lying about, it wasn't a serious lie. It's just that why lie? You know, he was like, oh, you know, he took me out on a date. He took me out for lunch. But that's just the only thing. Because I feel like I usually post so much about food. It's such an easy lie. Because someone would be like, oh, love that you eat it. I'm going to be like, what happened in the home? Say, no, please. I take myself out on dates. I don't go out on dates with people. I don't meet people from the internet. Never. So he was telling my homies how he had taken me out on a date, blah, blah, blah. And now the funny part about this story, the homies that he was lying to were with me the day he was talking about. So they were just looking at him and gassing him to continue telling the story. They thought maybe it was going to lead somewhere, but he just lied about taking me out on a date. And he was like, oh, the date went well and that was just it. And I was like, okay, it's a harmless lie, but what's the point of the lie, my boy? Like, as in? I just want to know, what's the point of the lie? You know, there's no motive, no, just you just lied and provoked. You just said, okay, yeah, we went out on a date, had a good time, and that was it. Okay, sir. Like, all of it is unnecessary, but anyway, it's fine. It also reminds me of this thing I saw. Someone was asking, what's the one thing that you'd steal from the older generation, like now our parents? And they said shame. The response was shame. They would steal shame from our parents because our parents had so much shame. Like, our parents had shame where they wouldn't do things. Wasis Kwizukwa, very, very shameless. And I had to agree. People are so reckless with the things they say. And for the most part, it's usually harmful reckless. Like, it's okay to be reckless. Hey, I'm reckless too sometimes on the internet, but it's harmless. When now your recklessness starts becoming harmful, there's a big difference between, you know, there's a big difference of funny and when you've gone too far. Like, it's not giving what you wanted it to give. I don't know if y'all get me. I don't know. I also tend to think people get on the internet or even just lying, just out of pocket. Because, I don't know, I feel like because they lack someone to talk to, or maybe they just need the attention, they've been starved. And some time back, I saw how on my Instagram, I said how I'm actually grateful for the relationship I have with my mother. And I want to talk about that for a minute. Let's talk parents. Do you guys have an open relationship with your parents, or do you wish you had an open relationship with your parents? Because for one, why I'm saying it like that, I usually feel like people do tend to go out of pocket and stuff like that. Mostly because of the, you know, you don't want to accept it, but it's mostly because of the background. The things people do on the internet, the things people usually say, that attention seeking of absolutely nothing. Like, you're just chilling, I love when I decide, this is the lie I'm going to tell. I feel like sometimes it stems off from that. As I'm asking, do you guys have an open relationship with your parents, or do you wish you had an open relationship with your parents? See, for me, the time when I said that I absolutely love the relationship I have with my mother right now is, for one, I haven't always had this relationship with my mom, but I do really enjoy the fact that I can sit down and talk to my mom. Because I was saying how sometimes when I look back, the things that I shared with people, you know, sometimes unajipatanga tu ume overshare. Have you ever overshared? I do not feel yuck. Like, the next time you're thinking about it, you just feel yuck. And it's not that it's because that you always do, I don't trust my friends or whatever. It's just that sometimes I usually do feel like, if you did have the right person to talk to at the time, because for me, the most part, the things that I've told people and what had me thinking like that, if I was able to share some stuff with my mom at the time, I would have done it then. And I would not have told other people. I usually feel like, you know, it's my mom, I know it's safe. It's my mom, I've told her something, you know it's safe, and then in a shiapo. With friends, you never know. There's like, she'll hit the fan one, you know. And I'm not at his saying, at your knee, expecting kukosana with my friends or whatever. It's just it. Sometimes it just feels safer when you know your business is, or even just oversharing. So it's not to see at a unaogopa itatoka. It's just, maybe you just didn't deserve to know me like that. Like, I feel like, okay, now I was doing a bit too much because I didn't have someone to talk to at the time. So I'm saying it in any of, I haven't always had this relationship with my mom. Where growing up, my mom used to be those, you know, the ones of, you can't even get a word in. Like, you can't get a word in. it's Howard and Howard is law. And those things used to be so annoying. Because sometimes, ata unajaribu kumuliza kitu, ushanza kupata lecture, ushanza kuambiwa, like, bruh, I'm just asking you so that I could learn, you know, left or right. Bruh, I'm just asking. I just want to know, bruh. And when I went to high school, I think it really hit me when I went to high school. Because the high school I went to was, it was a mixed school. We had, like, so many foreigners. Like, bruh, Kenyans were like three of us. And then the rest were just foreigners, like, the majority. And honestly, whenever I used to go for, like, sleepovers at my friends' houses and stuff like that, you just see how people... And then the other thing that used to piss me off is whenever I'd have a sleepover at my house, that's when my mom used to be the sweetest. And we had this discussion. That's when my mom used to be the sweetest. You could say something and that's when she hears you. And for the most part, by the way, I used to use that. Whenever I'd have my friends around, that's when I'd want to start now talking to my mom. Because I'm like, okay, hata ni tan downsize because she has to be fake nice. that's another story for another day. But anyway, I used to go for sleepovers at my friends' houses. And you would just see, hata if an argument happens, it's a polite conversation. I'm also not saying that you now at your house, you go off at your parents, that is not like that. Because I feel like as well as there has to be respect, always they're your parents. Like, whether you like it or not, there has to be respect. You have to watch your tone and everything, and how you talk to them. And you know how people are always saying, I don't know. People are always making fun of how white people are raised, because people are always like, they talk back to their parents. Now, for me, what I got to witness was, it wasn't even actually necessarily talking back to your parents. There's a difference. There's a difference between talking back to your parents, and then there's also a difference between having a mature conversation as human to human, right? So whenever a nini would happen, you just see someone telling their parent, oh no, but mom, can you see it from my point of view? Now, these things always, the one thing that really matters the most is your tone, how you say it to your parent. The tone is what matters. But now, as I usually taught that thing, especially, you know how people always say, oh, African parents and stuff like that. Even if you say it in a polite tone, people will still be like, oh no, you're being disrespectful, whatever you said is law. I don't think it should be like that. I think the only way to be mature about a lot of things, and also how to just teach your own kid maturity, is having that conversation. Like, ata unafunza tu mtu yako kukuwa na conversation. I feel like that's why a lot of people are even messed up in, like, relationships and stuff. People don't know how to have a conversation. They think everything is an argument. They think everything is, you know, you being disrespectful or you disagreeing with them. Da, da, da. Like, we're just having a conversation, bro. Relax. Chill. Chill. Take a chill pill. So anyway, so then when I used to see that, I was like, bruh, how comes it's not like this in my home? Like, bruh. Because, bruh, at some point, it was so annoying. It was so annoying because my mom, bruh, you couldn't even get a word in. My mom would just be like, ushanzok pasho, ushanzok shouti, ushanzok peo a lecture. The whole mood in the house is ruined. You know how whenever those things happen, everything, the mood in the house, the vibes, everything is just done. Like, I don't want to cook up anymore. I don't want to cook up anymore. The throat is heavy. The throat is heavy. And it was just incredibly annoying for me. And, you know, one day I just sat down with my mom. Because I remember people are asking me, oh, you know, how do you have a conversation with your mom? Da, da, da. Like, it was not that easy. It wasn't that mom, 1, 2, 3. It was actually, before we got to breaking that cashel, it was actually really hard. And one day I sat down with my mom and I told her, I was like, bruh, I'm about to start uni. Like, you know, you are the one person I need to be coming to. Because for one, also me growing up, I haven't always been like a really social person. I don't really like talk to people and stuff like that. For the most part, even my friends would always say, like, whenever I have a problem, I'm usually like super quiet. I'll just keep quiet about it. Like, I don't see the need of opening my mouth most of the time, because then I usually think, the times I've overshared, I'm like, bruh, I've always regretted it. I've always 100% regretted it. So then I was like, my mom is actually the one person who I should have to go to, because, like, my mom is my boy. And let me tell you, for one, I always know my mom is really cool. For the people who've met my mom, they already know this. My mom is really, really cool. It's just that now, whenever it was something serious, she would just turn bro, angebo too. That's why we had to have this conversation. Because then I was like, you know, the ones of you're sitting down and you're thinking, this would be the person I'd open up to if she was this other personality of hers. But then now when she's being strict, ananza kubo. So then I sat down with her one time and I just told her, bro, I'm getting into uni and, you know, we need to, like, understand each other. I can't go through life scared of you because what if something happens to me? You're the one person who I'm supposed to come to. And I remember that time when I was, like, in high school, how teachers would tell you, oh, you know, uni is the real world. Uni is dangerous. This happens. Me growing up, a child who's always been sheltered, my mom has always sheltered me. I was like, bruh, now you need to let me open up to you because you're the one person who I can come to because I'm not already I'm not open to going to other people and all that stuff. So there's no way it's going to work if I'm consistently, like, scared of you and, you know, da-da. And for the first time when I actually said all that, it was not easy. You know how humans are. Humans don't like to be... Humans first need of being told something like that. You start getting defensive. And as well as... my mom always used to tell us how, you know, my grandfather used to be straight and stuff like that. I'm imagining her also hearing that now she's turned into her father. You know how you feel. You don't... And nobody wants to hear that child is scared of them or whatever. So, of course, she got defensive. Of course, it turned into, like, a mini argument. But one thing about me, I don't know, I've never had that thing of arguing back with, like, how do I say this, with, like, authority. I've never raised my voice at my mom. I've never raised my voice at teachers and stuff like that. Usually, I will try and speak to you. But then now you, when you start raising your voice, na chananga tunaya. I'm usually like, you know what, there's no winning. Because then again, even if I start raising my voice back, unaanza kuambia you're rude. So there's never any winning in a disrupt to everything. So at that point, yeah, she was like, you know, she got very defensive and stuff like that. And we didn't speak for like an hour until now. She's the one who came back herself. And she was like, okay, da-da, you know what? Let me hear you out and all that. Ni-ni-ni. So then we just, you know, we got to the point where we talked it out. And I don't know. I feel like it went okay. And that's now how me and my mom have established this relationship that we have right now. And I usually feel like, I feel like we're going through life, making mistakes, learning from them, understanding them so that our kids have an easier time. Like, the whole point of a parent is to mold a child so that they're ready when, you know, like, they're thrown out into society. And there's no way that works when your child is just scared to come to you. Bro, I remember for the most part, I used to be so scared of telling my mom anything. After telling my mom, I have lost my phone. Bro, ingenda so left. And I do understand the whole thing of, you know, getting a lecture before actually getting the assistance. It's absolutely fine to give the lecture before the assistance. But always make it feel like a safe space for your child to come to you. There's a difference between here, now your child just fearing you. Like, your child just cannot open up to you. Yani heri tu aumi asafa anyamaze. Bruh. Like, it's a bit of it makes sense. Mwana nagupa nikuje nikukwambia I've been robbed. Kwani I've set myself up. Just because I know. For one, hata hauta nisaidia even after. Utanishautia tu. It'll ruin everything. Like, bruh. I don't feel like that's right. It's usually like, have you ever met these people too who normally just like to argue? Like, I feel like all these things normally just come from where you were raised and then it goes on and on and on. It's just a cycle that repeats itself. Like, if all of us raised our kids in such a manner, I feel like there'd be less annoying people in society. Let's just be honest. But anyway, sinny life. Anyway, guys, I think that's all I had to talk about today. Like, that's a whole rant. That's all I had to say. I got so much love from the previous episode. But I've been getting so much love from these previous episodes. I don't know. You guys are really enjoying them. And I'm enjoying making them. I'm really having fun. I really have fun podcasting, guys. After I finished watching the movies I was watching earlier, I started listening to a podcast. And I was like, damn. I'm just part of them, you know, like, I was like, I'm part of them, I'm a podcaster too, like, who'd have thought, like, high school me looking now, when I used to really like podcasts. But then at the time, I used to listen to like a select few of podcasts. And most of the time I was listening because I was hate listening. I used to listen to people like Agina Joe Budden. And it was just hate listening. Because at the time, bruh, I think I used to hate Joe Budden so much. Joe Budden used to pick on like my favorite celebrities. So I think the Dululu in me had inherited beef for Joe Budden, which was not even mine. But anyway, so I really do enjoy doing this. And I really enjoy the fact that you guys enjoying tuning in, having fun, relating to the conversations, relating to the topics and whatever. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know if you think that if you wish you had an open relationship with your parents, or if you do have an open relationship with your parents, and if you do, how do you go about it? Did you like talk to your parents about it, or has it just always been that way for you guys? Like, because no joke, when I was saying in a talk or lucky, like it just happened. And then there are people who had to have the conversation, i.e. me, I had to have the conversation with my mom and, you know, be like, bruh, we need to fix 1, 2, 3. Or if you don't have an open relationship with your parents and you're on the nini of wanting to speak to them about it, I don't know. Just let me know. Talk to me about this episode. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in again. Oh, yeah. Also, I've just realized I did not manage to do a YouTube episode because I've been super busy and then I've been getting back home late and tired and beat down, run down. Bum, bum, bum. But anyway, yeah. I'm thinking I probably tried to do one this week. Probably. I think that would drop here to nikiwa drop here. Unajua mimi ndo nafanya everything. Mimi ndo nafanya the editing. Mimi ndo nafanya the bruh. So you need to understand. I'm just a girl. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in as always. Until next time, if you want to reach me, you can find me at glowful_ on Instagram, glow_full on Twitter, youbetterasksomebody_ on Instagram, and youbetterasksomebodypodcast on YouTube. Thank you again. Until next time. Bye.